All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner, but it's not going to be hentai this time. It's going to be one of the best moments I've read in a visual novel, to be honest, and they actually did an animated version of it, so if you want to go check that out, please do. Like, you can skip the scenes and watch it, because it's really well done. But all right, the morning of the fated battle had arrived. But it wasn't a conventional battle. I wouldn't technically die in the battle, but death waited for me promptly after I lost.
Ryuta?
Open wide. Ah, nom. Is it yummy? Yummy. More than my sausage sandwich? It's better than a sausage sandwich. Oh, you, even if it's just fluff, you should tell me my titty fucks are yummier. But you can't really compare sex and food, can ya? Come in. The one who entered was the one I banned from the meetings, Juan Cone. His probation was lifted as of this morning. How are you feeling today? I feel good. I am happy to hear. This is a treat from the chef. Juan Cone handed me a plate of apple pie. Oh yeah, this looks good. He wishes you all the best in today's battle. Thanks, I'll dig right in. Om nom. I chowed down on it quickly. Oh, this is good. I shall give the chef your compliments. Are you coming to the chess match with me? If I can have your permission, Commander. Sure. Thank you very much. Will the generals be joining? No, I don't want the castle to be empty. A wise decision. Very well. Juan Cone gave a satisfied nod to me. I wish you fortune in your battle. Juan Cone left my room. What are you angry about? I'm supposed to be your poison taster. Oh, right. It was really good. Gah, you dummy. Hey, don't throw bread at me. Wah! The bread hit me between the eyes and launched me backwards. Second by second, the battle grew closer. The soldiers were pacing around the castle impatiently. It's today, huh? Yeah. Who do you think will win? Not who I want to win. What's gonna happen to us? Are we gonna be prisoners? I don't think it'll go that far. He was such a good commander, always giving me bread. A good person isn't always a good commander. But good commanders are usually good people. Well, either way, he was easier to get along with than the last one. I hope the next commander is a nice guy, too. Probably not. Good guys are usually the first to die. I had finally changed and gotten ready to go. It was just about time. Gladys was undoubtedly waiting anxiously and overwhelmingly confident in her victory. But strangely, I didn't feel nervous. I didn't have the slightest hope I'd win, but I also didn't feel like I would lose. It was a peculiar emotion. Looking good today, Luke. Yeah? Yep. Your face is sharp, very cool. I might fall for you all over. If you fall for me, you'll get burned. Not a demon. You're quite right about that. How about I cheer you up before you leave? You're not gonna tit fuck me, are you? Nope. This. Shamsil kissed me on the cheek. Feel better? I might make some good moves. Good luck. You're not coming? I won't be next to you. I'll be watching from above. Come in. It was Isis of all people. Is this all right? You're engaged, but in another man's room, you know. I don't feel any attraction towards you. I laughed awkwardly at her rejection. Well, she may not have felt anything towards me, but she's such a quality chick. I certainly did towards her. I thought highly of her since we were in the academy together, but I hadn't had a single chance yet. What's your plan? Plan? Today's? Oh, I don't know. It'll be fine. Don't you feel anything? Gladys is tougher than Moter, you know. Well, I can't just waffle and say I don't accept a duel now. That would give them a clear chance to attack. They're probably prepared to do exactly that. Your plans to move up got you the shortest straw. It's not the shortest straw. I ate lots of white bread and the chef even made me some apple pie. Is food all you think about? No, I'm just looking on the bright side. That's all you have left. Isis seemed intent on bringing me down. Somehow, she was the one agitated before the battle. On the other hand, I felt pretty calm. There wasn't anything else to talk about, so I started staring at her chest. They really were huge tits. Perky and tight. She seemed angry as a person, always arrogant and irritated, but her boobs were still great. Looking at them always got me going. Where are you staring? Your chest? You are just the worst. Isis flicked her head to the side, nose pointed upwards. Your lucky break ends here. Huh? You didn't come to cheer me on? Do you think you're that valuable to me? As always, her words were like lashes. If I lose... Not if. When. Try and calm Moter down. He always loses his cool. He'll never be a general like that. Isis looked at me surprised. I don't know if he listens to his wife-to-be, but you're probably the only one who can calm him down. If he loses his cool, he'll end up losing winnable battles. How becoming of a commander to say that. Well, I do have an entire week's experience. I chuckled as I said that. Oh, one more thing. What? If I die, can you squish your boobs into my face? Absolutely not. Isis whirled around and left the room. She couldn't have come just to berate me. No. Surely she came because she was worried about me. She still had a heart. She wasn't an ice queen or anything. But the stubborn Isis could never speak from the heart. From that heart, rather. Well, there were girls like that, I suppose, but I guess it wasn't right for me to think I was superior or something. Come in. General Felsen entered. I had a feeling he would. I was just thinking about calling for you. Want to come with me today? What? I can't bring all three of you because that would leave the castle open, but I think just you would be fine. Why would you bring me? I think General Zant and Slom are enough to protect the castle. Castle, rather. But I need you to attack, don't I? It's not as though we're going to attack. I would just feel more secure with you there. You can do some recon, and also you're the best fist fighter of the three. That was the first time I saw Felsen laugh. I suppose I have no choice. I may as well see you off to your death. Thanks. Well, shall we? General Felsen walked out first. I looked back over my shoulder. Shamsiel waved cutely to me. I waved back at her. I'm off then. I'll see you later. Why are you talking to yourself? Oh, it's nothing. Let's go. Soldiers were waiting for me in the hall. Commander, good luck! We await the no- excuse me. We await the news of your victory. Thanks. Everyone probably thought I was done for, but they rooted for me anyway. Shall we be on our way? Oh. Yeah, wrong voice, but whatever. Yeah, General Felsen can come, can't he? General Felsen will be joining us? Does this inconvenience you? The general glared. It is fine, I suppose. I left the castle and saw two people waiting for me. Finally here, I see. What do you expect to do if you're late? I don't know. As always, you have no sense of urgency. This is why you lack the capacity to be a general. If only I were commander, we would all still have a chance at victory. Take care of things while I'm gone, okay? Don't order me like an inferior. Moter, watch your tongue! Regardless if he's your classmate, is that how you address a commander? What sort of fool scoffs at his commander before a battle? Sir, but I... Are you talking back to me? When did you rise to authority, Moter? Sir, I beg your forgiveness. Moter seemed to shrink in size against Felsen's glare. You may yourself be a general one day. It shows the capacity of a general to humbly wait until his time. Don't bark like a brainless animal. Sir! Moter lowered his head. His cowering and shaking was a sign of his humiliation, or perhaps it was his pride being rattled. But this was his alum from the academy, rather. He shouldn't have been talking back. General, let's go. Moter is just encouraging me in his own unique manner. He is my classmate, after all. You have a generous classmate. General Felsen walked off. Alright, you guys know what to do from here. Isis, don't forget about the boob thing I asked about. Who do such a thing, you jerk? Baka, of course, is idiot, but they're saying jerk here. Isis's clamoring voice rang out from behind me. I had finally arrived at Wunderbold Castle. At last, the last stage of... Excuse me, we will try that all over again. At last, the stage of battle, the crossroads of my fate. But my stomach started feeling really weird. Ugh, what the hell? My stomach doesn't feel good. Please wait here. At long last. With a cry or a laugh, this would decide the victor. Ugh, what is the matter? Man, my stomach hurts. What can we do for you? Is there a latrine? So you've come. Gladys approached us with a sly grin. I was expecting you to escape, perhaps come crying to call off the duel. Yeah. Your face tells me... Your face tells me otherwise. Death scares even you, I see. I suppose you lied when you said you didn't fear death. Haha, yeah. Hey, is there a latrine close by?
緊張しておるようだな。それでは戦いに勝てぬぞ。
You're nervous, of course. You'll never win like that. Ugh, how can my stomach? At a time like this...
戦いが始まったら席を外すのは一切なしだ。誰かに次の手を聞かぬとも限らぬからな。
Once the battle begins, there is no leaving your seat. You may go off seeking advice. Huh? Why would I?
モテールに聞くつもりだったのかもしれぬが、無駄なことだ。奴の手はすべて知っておる。教えたのはこの俺だからな。
You may have been planning to ask Motaire, but it's useless. I know his strategies inside and out. I'm the master who taught him after all.
では始めるか。
Well then, let's begin. Huh? Wait, first the latrine!
時間厳守だ。
I won't accept delays. But I...
では参るぞ。お前から撃て。
We will begin. Make the first move. The battle had begun. Along with the start of something much, much worse. My stomach rumbled with a twisting pain. What the heck could have caused this? Was I nervous? No, I was totally fine all morning. Maybe I just didn't realize how nervous I was. Even still, this was too weird. I wanted to make a dash for the latrine. I thought for a second about my move.But my stomach wrenched, making it impossible to think about anything.
どうした?早く撃たぬか。撃たねば始まらぬぞ。
What is it? We can't begin if you don't make your move. Here goes nothing. I slapped my hand on a piece and moved it.
オーソドックスだな。
Aha! Orthodox, I see. Gladys moved her piece immediately. Ugh! I groaned again. My stomach was killing me. I was on the verge of exploding.I couldn't focus on anything. The situation would be even worse if I crapped my pants here. I need to push through. All I could think about was holding back the eruption brewing inside me. Thinking of my chest moves was impossible now. Groaning in pain, I put my hand on the next piece. I can't even remember where I put it. Gladys once again reached to the board. Ugh, shit! While fighting my urge to just let go, I made the next move.We continued at that pace, going back and forth quickly in response to one another. I had no idea how the game was turning out. I fought back the frenzy raging in my gut, begging to be released. Hurry up and be over! With that single purpose in mind, my hand moved at blinding speeds. No! Gladys for a brief moment showed a hint of concern. I had no idea what it was in response to. Ugh! Somebody stopped a storm in my stomach! Not bad!Gladys made her next move. I moved my rook immediately. No time for awe, just make your move. I tried desperately to hold my stomach and suppress my groans, but Gladys was deep in thought and wouldn't move. A small hourglass determined the time allotted for a single move. As the sand grew thin, Gladys made her move. I moved instantly as if I had been waiting to make that specific one. Gladys glared at the chessboard.Again, just before the sand ran out, she moved. I move immediately after she finished. Gladys grunted again. Our audience held their breaths as they watched intently. Juan Cohn and General Felsen as well. Gladys moved again just before her time limit. It's coming out! I moved a pawn like it was nothing. Gladys grunted in frustration and sunk into thought. Why are you thinking so much?Don't make this longer than it needs to be. I can't hold it. The one thing I wanted to prevent was an explosion from my butt. Gladys made her move just as the sand ran out. I instantly made mine. The two men who came with me shouted quietly in amazement. Gladys had a distressed look on her face. That Gladys, so confident, was now worried. Maybe her stomach was hurting her too?Come on, just move, move, move! Gladys finally moved after her time had run out. Shit! I'm dead! Help me! I moved my hand like a whip. Gladys held her breath. I could hear mumbles of amazement from around me. Gladys grabbed a pawn to move, but it moved it back and began thinking again. Her time was advancing bit by bit, and the force in my stomach advanced furiously. I moaned in pure human suffering. Gladys's hand was shaking. Just as she was about to make another move, she stopped and reset her piece. The hourglass was still. All the sand had fallen through. I never thought you could be this good. She spoke while breathing a heavy sigh. General Gladys! I know. It's checkmate. I can't make a single move. Huh? You have a unique style of repeated, lightning movements. Where could you have learned this? Did I win? Joking around as always, even though your victory's clear. So, can I go to the latrine now? Do you have to ask? I sprinted towards the latrine. The crisis of a lifetime was overcoming my body. After I'd come so far, I couldn't lose now. And somehow, I managed to avert disaster. But then, I began to think as I was walking back to the match area. How did I win? Did Gladys lose on purpose? No, it didn't seem that way. Gladys was dead serious. But if so, how did she lose? Were my moves really that good? I was completely consumed with holding it in. I couldn't give any thought to where I was moving. To think that I would lose in a game of chess. I looked to see Gladys laughing to herself. When I saw the look on your face earlier, I knew that even you could fall to pressure. But it was just an act, I see. No, it wasn't an act. My stomach just really hurt. And you were still able to make those moves? How much worse would it have been if you were healthy? No, I'm really no good at chess. You can't fool me. This is the first time I've lost since my father's death. You didn't hold back at all, right? Do you think I'm the sort to do that? Are you serious? I turn to look at Wan Kong. Well, how should I put it? Each move was simply amazing. I was enthralled. I've never seen such repeatedly genius tactics. It was even enough to beat the son of Vakenheim. What? I was the most surprised of all. This was impossible. I just moved pieces blindly, trying to endure my stomach cramps. And those moves were amazing? That's ridiculous. Gladys drew a sword from its sheath and tossed it to the ground. I never thought this time would come. I thought I would win with no casualties, but I brought about my own defeat. Gladys laughed weakly in submission and sighed. I have lost. Do with me as you will. She laughed out of embarrassment. Just don't execute my men. I'm the only one you need to kill. Yeah, okay. No harm will come to the people of Vunderbald Castle. That's a promise. You have my word. General Gladys! Don't worry. I've secured your fates. We can trust him. But General! This is what it means to fight. Loss and victory go hand in hand, and neither can be guaranteed. General! Gladys turned towards me.
Huh?
Hurry and take me to your castle. Boil me or roast me, it's up to you. Our castle was in an uproar. Everyone clearly thought I would lose. But I ended up winning. The previously untouchable General Gladys was now our captain. You? What have you done? Immediately upon my return, Moter grabbed me by the collar and shook violently. Yo, Moter! What did you do? Did you buy her out? Like I have that kind of money. There is no way you could have won. You! What sort of fool strangles his commander? Know your place! But sir! Haven't you any manners? Bow your head in shame! Please stop, General Felsen! Apologize now! I am deeply sorry for what I've done. Remove yourself from my sight! Sir? Moter stumbled away, hunched over. Commander! Commander, sir! You've really won! It's a miracle. A miracle has happened. What are you saying? He won with pure skill. Hurry and prepare a feast. It's a celebration. Yes, sir. Maybe it's too soon. The troops at Vunderbolt might launch a counterattack. You needn't worry, sir. General Gladys was the one calling all the shots. Without her, they won't be able to launch an effective attack. But just to be sure, I will personally see to heightened security. Additionally, we have scouts placed in key locations around the castle. I stopped for a second. General Felsen spoke to me as if I was his superior. He was so rude and biting up until now. General Felsen! Oh, Sir Zant, look upon the victor! That's impossible. What could he have done? I've never seen such repeatedly genius moves. To see that look of distress on Gladys's face. Perhaps he just drew his sword. I kept a record of the game. You'll know he didn't draw if you take a look. That was a truly once-in-a-lifetime grace. Tonight we feast! Hurry and report to His Majesty! The other two generals scurried away. They surely ran off to prepare a messenger to the capital. The castle was bustling with celebration. I couldn't really keep up with it all. Hey, Isis! Lute, is it true? I guess. That's... Sorry, you can forget about the boob thing. You idiot! Isis left with her face bright red. Commander, what is this boob thing you spoke of? Oh, that? I just asked her to press her boobs into my face if I died. General Felsen laughed heartily. You'll have plenty of that when you return to the capital. You're a hero, Commander! That was the first time seeing General Felsen's smiling face. I still couldn't believe everything when I got back to my room. Did I really just win? It hadn't really sunk in yet. Welcome back, Lute. Hey! What's up? I just can't believe this. How could I have beaten Gladys? I wonder if I really won. I told you, didn't I? You never said I would lose, but... Lute, you'll be a hero. Things might get crazy back at the capital. Haha, yeah. Hungry? Shemseal handed me some of the apple pie from this morning. Oh, there was some left. I'm a good thief, too. Wan Kong had the chef throw the rest away, though. Huh? Why? You dummy. Huh? The cat's out of the bag. The cat. Shemseal smiled. We had a feast that night. General Felsen sat to one side of me and had Isis sit on the other. He poured me drinks generously. It all felt really odd to me. The fact that I had won and that I was at the head of the banquet table. Everyone was celebrating me. They were celebrating our victory. Moter pounded away at the drinks. Ignoring the others who tried to slow him down, he kept chugging. Eventually, he finally hit his limit and collapsed. Shit. Wan Kong, however, seemed to have a troubled look all evening. I sipped in my drink and peered at Isis's tits beside me. They looked even bigger from the side. Touching them seemed like an increasingly good idea. But I couldn't do that now. Maybe I would if it were a simple girl from town, but that was Isis, my classmate. As the feast escalated, so did my increasing urge. As the feast came to a close, I snuck out into the hall with a plate of food. I was curious about how Gladys was doing. I went to the underground level. I headed to the dungeon where Gladys was being held. Both her arms were chained to the ceiling. Her tits were front and center, massive, as usual. Huge. I wouldn't have been able to touch her on the way here, but I could get my fill now. Sounds like quite the party upstairs. Would now be a good time to attack? They might come to my rescue, you know. She looked at me as she spoke, but I felt like it was a bluff. She had requested that I leave her soldiers alone, so she likely instructed them to lay low. Have you come for my head? I'm not that kind of guy. My beheading awaits at the capital. Just do it now. I don't want to see a beautiful woman's head roll. Nonsense from you as always. I personally requested that the king leave your punishment to me alone. As if I believe that. I'm serious. So you'll overrule my death sentence? It would be a waste to lose a general like you. I could never follow your ridiculous nonsense. Gladys grinned. Chaining up my arms like this, you have quite an interesting fetish. Yeah? You must be a lech. What do you plan on doing to me in this state? Gladys' eyes flashed wildly, ambiguously erotic.
触りたくて仕方がないのであろう?
I have you all figured out. You like my bust. You can barely contain your desire to touch me. Yeah.
素直なやつめ。俺に大きさを聞いてきたくらいだからな。
How sincere. I knew it the moment you asked my bust size. Will you tell me now?
戦いに勝てば教えてやろう。
I'll tell you if you can best me. Best you.
首を切らぬのはそのためであろう。いいぞ。こっちでも勝負してやる。
That's why you won't behead me, right? That's fine. We'll see who lasts this time. She laughs seductively. She definitely meant sex. And that is where we're gonna end off. Alright, guys, so that's probably all we're going to do for Fun Bag Fantasy this week. So if you guys want to see more, again, Fan Request Week is the last week in February. So if you want to see more Fun Bag Fantasy, you'd better let me know in the comments section. I do read them. So if this is something you're enjoying, let me know and we will definitely add it. So tomorrow we're kind of breaking the rules a little bit because I have a, well, I've got a, let's see. Yeah, I can put it up then. So it'll technically be up Saturday, but there's a game that's releasing tomorrow that is kind of a gameplay game, and next week is gameplay week. So it would probably be better there. So what I'm probably going to do is play that, and then we're going to play Princess X some more. And then after that, we should be pretty much done with Light Week. And then we'll go full on into Gameplay Week. And I've got a lot of Kagura's plan for Gameplay Week. I know there's some Kagura, some people that requested Kagura games that I have. And I'm definitely going to give them at least a try. There's also some other games that I've wanted to kind of play that are, you know, H games that seem like they might be pretty fun. So we'll start doing a little bit of that. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Fun Bag Fantasy. Remember, if you want it, you need to request it. Otherwise, it'll be in April, perhaps.